This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back coming to you live from Media Row here at Super Bowl 54. It's in Miami. This is Knockout Radio.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I want to a big thank you to 72HourPrint.com, who was able to make the banner, which we had to adjust. A very mean man walked by.
Wasn't that mean?
No, he walked by. That's why I said it.
Oh, I see him.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we adjusted. We got it done. We made it work, and now it's the Knockout Radio banner is up, and Chael P. Sonnen will be sitting in that chair right in front of the Knockout Radio banner momentarily.
He is. He's mingling around the crowd. I'm still in just awe.
All right, so here's one of the things, and I've talked about this for years and years and years and years. Hall of Fame voting, Hall of Fame ballots. Who gets into the Hall of Fame? I'd like it renamed to Hall of Pretty Good, first of all.
Okay.
You know, it's the Hall of Pretty Good.
So not everybody deserves to be in the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not a big fan of... All right, so you have to wait 5 years,
yes,
okay, before you're eligible.
Sure.
I think if you then are not in within whatever, X amount of years.
Okay.
I don't care. Give me a year.
Like a time limit.
Years,
you want time
years.
Limits.
Yeah, and I don't want for the rest of your life. You know, if you're not... If you don't get in, and it doesn't have to be unanimous, but if you don't get in the first five, the first six, you know, or whatever, then you're no longer Hall of Fame eligible.
So you think it should be like a tiered program? Like if you're not first, like Hall of Fame, top, and then like a second level, and then like a third level?
Well, I mean, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, and it's going to sound that way, but, you know, the old-timers committees, and, you know, every Hall of Fame calls it something different, the senior, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's because these players got overlooked. These athletes got overlooked. I get that. But again, give it a time limit.
Is that only on stats? Does your name, your celebrity, your household name or appeal factor into the status of Hall of Fame?
It should.
It should just be strictly stats.
It should strictly be.
Because the game has changed. The strategy, the football
cheating,
throwing.
The amount of cheating that you can do in leagues.
Right? I mean, but I mean, the game, the management, the play calls are different than it used to be. I mean, back in the day when Jim Brown was there, it was 3 yards in a pile of dust. That was the formula. Just give it to you know, Jim Brown, let him just run straight up the gut.
Well, Larry Zonka, you were right. Talking about Miami and your love for Miami. Larry,
sure.
Zonka would, you know, run over people.
That's a game we could get. We should play a highlight game while we're down here.
I've played it before.
Have you really?
Yeah. I would kill you in highlight.
It's the most dangerous game in the world, I think.
Do you know why?
Because it goes at like 150 miles an hour.
Are you talking about for professionals or for – I was going to say morons, but I'm tired of calling you that. Are we talking about it's dangerous for the professionals or the novice?
I think it's dangerous for both. Isn't it the fastest game on earth?
Oh, yeah, because the ball flies at 743 miles an hour. But here's why it's so dangerous for novice. All right, I used to play it.
Okay.
I'm not very good.
Right.
But a good friend of mine, a couple of good friends of mine were the PR people of the High Life Fronton in Tampa.
Okay.
And we used to go out there and, you know, we would grab our Cessna and you know, we would yell Bucci. but here's why it was so dangerous and why people that didn't know what they were doing, like their first day stepping on the Fronton floor.
Okay.
So you have that curved basket.
Right.
Okay. So you take it and you think you're playing like a racquetball or whatever, and you take it and you throw it up against the front wall. The only problem is the curve now throws it on the sidewall.
Oh, so it comes back.
And it comes
ricochet.
Right back and drills you in the dome, and now you're dead.
So you got to learn how to throw a boomerang
first. So what you do is, so if you're looking straight ahead,
right,
you want to release it around 2 o'clock.
Got it.
Because at 2 o'clock, it's going to go noon and hit the front wall and then kill you on that way when it comes back, not, you know, the ricochet.
So I think that's what we should do over here. I think that should be a side excursion.
You would have zero chance.
Why?
Against me.
Oh.
Against me.
So how do you score that? How do you play that?
By you dropping it.
Oh, really?
So it's basically like racquetball.
Okay. So you can't let it hit the ground.
Right. You know, it can bounce the one time. And,
okay.
And the objects to get it as close to the wall. So it's, you know, very, very similar, you know, to racquetball,
sure,
and all that kind of stuff. Paddleball. Which is different because it's not against a wall, but I loved it. What I loved even better?
Pickleball.
No, what I loved even better going to High Life is the free prime rib that I used to get up in the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like an adventure.
Yeah, it definitely was good. So that's kind of my thought, my complaint about the Hall of Fame deal. You know, it's, you know, and again, this is just my opinion, but if you go to 100 different people and you say to 100 different people, you can start any NFL football team. You can pick, give me a number, 10, 20. You can pick 20 players to start your NFL football team with.
Okay.
And if of 100 people that you ask that question and not a single person says, whoever, I'm not going to say names because I don't know who's in there that
right,
I don't think right now.
But you would never get 20 of the same people.
Yeah, well, you're never going to get 20 of the same people. But if you go to 100 people and not a single person of those 100 says Matt McClellan, then Matt McClellan's not a Hall of Famer. And I used your name so I don't butcher somebody
else.
Sure,
of course. Or in case they're behind you listening.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time, you know, that I do end or say something extremely stupid to shoot myself in the foot. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Right.
But still, stats, I mean, if they're stats, get them in. But let's be honest. You know, it's fan voting. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
If you don't like somebody, you're not going to vote for them.
Right.
I don't care what you say. We had a Tampa Bay media person who I know the guy, and I like the guy, who didn't put arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball, pitches for Houston right now, probably knew about the ordeal.
Verlander.
Yeah. He didn't even give him top five. If he's fifth, he wins the Cy Young.
Wow.
And he doesn't even – why? How can you do that? How can you say arguably the best pitcher? So if he's the best pitcher, arguably, you're telling me he's not fifth best?
So what you're saying is that the slanted bias of referees is worse than the cheating scandals of the organization. I mean, how many times have a fighter been robbed on a scorecard by a slanted judge? Or I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah, but do you think that the judges are overlooking? I hope not. That they're overlooking because they don't like the fighter? I don't.
I don't know.
You know, again,
we hope there's a level playing field. That would be
it's not
everything.
But it's not a level playing field because the criteria is different. There's not a set criteria. In baseball, whoever scores the most runs wins.
Right.
In football, whoever has the most points wins.
Right.
In mixed martial arts, you may be looking for takedowns. I may be looking for submissions. You may be looking for Muay Thai kicks. And I may be looking for strikes.
Right.
You know, so it's not a level playing field, you know, and that's the wrong misfortunate thing. I think that there needs to be a better criteria for judging as a Florida licensed judge.
Right. Now, I mean, I think there's a lot of room for error, but for improvement, but how can the lessons from the NFL, how can instant replay, you know, sure up and correct.
I got
some of these
sued
issues.
For using that name once.
What's that?
Instant replay.
Really?
Yeah. I got a cease and desist letter from someone.
I heard the other cease and desist letter guy will be here tomorrow.
Who's that?
Was it Michael Buffer?
Well, no.
Did you get a letter from him as well?
I think I got a phone call, and it wasn't from Michael. It was from Bruce.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. No, Michael gave me the liner.
Okay.
And Bruce said you can't use it. It's why you bring it up? Why?
Because he's going to sit down tomorrow. We'll bring him on. We'll talk about it. We'll air it out.
There's nothing to air out.
Want you guys to be like, you know.
We are.
Good.
It's all good. The owner of our station, the fantastic Lola, told me how many. I've told you the story. She said, how many liners do you have? And I said, I don't know, 300-400. Do you really need that liner?
All right.
of all the liners you have, do you? And I'm like, you know, no. I'm not even the one that hits what liners played. So it wasn't worth, and we deleted it, and we got rid of it, and whatever. It's not a big deal.
And shout out to Lola and everybody back at the
mothership. Oh, now you're trying.
The Tan Talk. I mean, this is an amazing experience, and they do a top rate job over there.
All right. You're not getting a pay raise. You're not getting a new contract. Matter of fact, I'm asking other stations to take
trade
you
me.
On.
Trade. There's plenty of booths. There's empty tables. There's an empty spot. You look like you're getting ready for something. What are you getting ready for, Randy Harris?
I just keep fixing the – no, I'm not getting ready for anything.
I feel like I'm missing out. Like, I can't see behind me.
You're the one that wanted the seating chart.
Yeah, I mean, you're a military vet. I mean
– I am.
Is this – like, for you, is this awkward socially to, like, give your back to so many? Like, because don't you usually like to have
– my back to the wall.
Back to your wall and see your exits and keep everything in front of you.
Yeah, I am. But because of where we are, we can't.
Do you pick up on that from other military? Like, can you like observe people and their patterns and just know?
Well, I don't think it's military wise. I think police do the same thing. I think firemen do the same thing. I think doctors do the same thing, just to be aware of your surroundings. It's not that I think I'm going to get shot and I want to see the bullet coming, right, even though I do, so I could maybe duck or, depending on who I'm sitting next to, you know, lay in front to take the bullet.
You know? Is that why I'm here? Am I here to shoot you?
I wouldn't dive in front to save you.
Right. But you would throw me in front to save you.
Throw you? I would duck.
Okay.
I would duck.
Fair.
I don't know if I would throw you, because then couldn't I be held accountable for your murder?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. If I threw you.
You're going to burn my body in the Everglades on the way here. So, I mean.
No, I was going to cook your body in the Everglades.
Burn the car.
Yeah.
To heat
exactly.
it up so you could.
Right. The object was I was going to burn the car so that I could cook your arm so that I could eat something. So.
Fair enough.
That's just my thoughts, you know, on all of the above. So, anyway, it's all good. All right, so we are getting ready. Hopefully, JLP on his way. So we will hit this break. We will do what we need to do. We will thank our sponsors who make this tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, all of those shows. It's pretty cool. All 4 days we will be broadcasting here. We'll shoot video tonight out at the media party. It's at, was it up here?
Up here, J.
Well, you're not supposed to give locations.
Here, J-E-L-M-Q.
J-E-L-L-O. You are a knucklehead. Coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, as we get ready for another 45 minutes, another couple days of shows, and then some football game on Sunday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Men and Stuff. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks.
Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
All right, and from Radio Row here in Miami Beach, South Miami Beach. We lost Champ.
We did.
He was just standing here.
Can you put out an Amber Alert on a lost MMA fighter?
This is what happens on Radio Row, and that's why I was telling you that, you know, we got to grab and you got to, you know, make sure that this doesn't happen. But I don't know where he went.
We're gonna need some kind of like a tracking device on these athletes. Like, you know, they're here today and gone tomorrow.
Oh well,
he'll circle back around.
Yeah, no, we'll find him. I can't check my email. But, oh, well.
Yeah. He'll pop back up. He's floating around somewhere. So, but, I mean, so, Randy, I was going to ask Chael when he gets here. I want to talk to him about the wrestling college tournament. You know, like you said, like last episode or last week, we talked about on your bucket list four events you could go, you know, and you picked that over the March Madness, the NCAA March Madness, which I think is the hierarchy of all sport. I think that is the number one event in all sports, is the men's basketball March Madness tournament, the excitement, the college players, just the way that the fans come out.
My mistake.
What you said.
No, my mistake.
What happened?
Chael's at 140.
Oh, 140.
Not 120.
Got it.
You know, my wife is probably laughing, not that she's listening. But that's typical. I round off. I do, you know.
It's close enough.
Well, it's not.
It doesn't have to be exact.
Well, 120, he'll probably do. He's probably doing the 120 now.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll get him next. So, anyway, go back to however you were born, mate.
But I would like to, you know, want to hear his perspective on why we should go to Minneapolis this year for the men NCAA wrestling tournament.
That would be a really stupid question to ask a wrestler.
Well, I mean, why would that be stupid?
Because of course, and I'd much rather go to that.
But what are we missing? Like, what as a fan
have
of,
you ever
of
watched
basketball?
It? Have you ever watched it?
I've seen it on TV.
So you have watched it?
I've watched it. Stanford, pretty dominant.
They are pretty dominant.
The Ohio Hawkeyes, Iowa Hawkeyes, pretty good.
Yeah, the Ohio Hawkeyes.
Ohio Hawkeyes.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Hawkeyes.
Idiot.
Yeah, but there's some Big Ten teams. You know, I know Brock Lesnar came from Minnesota.
He did.
So the wrestling programs, like that whole
Arizona.
Midwest.
You know, we'll have an Arizona wrestling
Bader.
Tomorrow, yeah. Ryan Bader.
So, you know, some big programs out there. You know, Chael obviously going to Oregon, yeah. University of Oregon. So there's some top collegiate programs around the country. And so I have seen it. But I just want to see, like, you know, why you think that's on your top four bucket list.
I just think so. I'm all of that. I think it's unbelievable to watch. I mean, it truly is. And I think it's exciting.
Do they do the brackets sort of like I think they do it like the Karate Kid, like the Cobra Kai, and then have all the. In fact, on our way in, I don't know if you saw, but we asked a junkyard that had nothing but like vintage cars, and I was like. It looked like Mr. Miyagi's training ground. I thought maybe somebody opened up a wax off studio, and they could come down to South Beach and get your training in and start your MMA career. So I don't know if that's how most MMA guys get their fighting career started, but I think of all the places to call a training camp and to call home, like South Beach would definitely be my choice, but. Randy is now circling the room. He has dropped his microphone. He has now left me all alone and unattended to chase down somebody. Who knows? I mean, I did see Michael Irvin walking around a little bit ago. This bus is full of people. There he is. There's Randy coming back, making his rounds. And, you know, we talk about this, the celebrity star stud, you know, field that's here. But I think there's more people that know Randy Harris and his legendary career than celebrities. I mean, like, everybody
honest,
here knows.
Is he chasing them down or are they running from him?
Well, a little of both, man. A little of both. But they won't get far.
I'm not responding. I'm not going to say anything.
So I told everybody about the Mr. Miyagi training camp that we saw on the way in. So if you want to get your MMA career started, go down to South Beach, train outside, wax on, wax off.
Oh, the cars. There were some sweet cars.
A small plane.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But no, I think it's just incredible. It's really, and I haven't even seen anything yet. Yeah, you know, we're just kind of.
Nobody was running from me. I did catch the end of that.
Well, I mean, Ed knows. I mean, but no, it's nice to see familiar faces for sure. And
I still don't understand or get who's familiar face. Who would you possibly know here?
Well, all the whole Channel 10 newscasts from Tampa Bay. They're all there. Actually, you know what? I'll tell my Channel 10 story while we're here. So I get a phone call like a couple days ago, and they said, can we get a catering for Channel 10? We have 100 people we need to feed Friday at noon. And I said, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be in Miami. I won't be there to oversee it. I'm terrified to drop the ball for your event. I have a new chef that worked for me for one whole day before I left.
What makes a chef?
Well, I mean,
seriously. Are you a chef?
He has an apron.
You're right. Yeah. Okay.
And I gave him a knife. Okay. I'm like, okay, you're a chef.
Okay.
There's Chef YRD as well. He starts next Tuesday.
Okay.
But so then she said, I thank you for your honesty. That's so kind of you. But our entire team will be down there, so make sure you stop by and say hello. And so there they are. So it's nice to see Tampa represented, especially.
And where are these Tampa people?
Well, we stopped and talked to them, the first booth.
Now, I want to know why the Raiders got to use, like, a massive backdrop.
Well, they're on the end of the row, so it's not impeding, like, the open view of the floor. So, like, we're third row in. So they're on the edge, so I think that gives a better backdrop. I was actually going to consider asking someone to trade, like, this kid with no banner. And just a computer, you know, he could trade seats with us. We could have that edge and put the banner full force and both banners up. So maybe during our intermission or by tomorrow.
Intermission? That's what it is now, intermission?
I will try to finagle a changing of seats.
Okay.
That'll work. If permitted. So I kind of like changing, like, plane, like seat on an airplane. I mean, you don't really ask permission. You just kind of do it. And then if, like, there's a problem, then they'll, like, search to make sure you actually belong on the plane, I guess. Yes.
Well, no, that necessarily wouldn't work because if right in the middle of the show they say, hey, listen, you're in our table, you're in our booth, get up.
and our response would be, we're done at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I joke.
That'll go over not well at all.
Well, it's better than your 7-foot banner in the middle of the room.
I kind of thought that when I first saw it.
You did. And I thought so too, but I think it's great the way you did it. No, it really came out great. And the fact that we have flexibility, the 72-hour print really came through and made something beautiful. Can't wait to use it as a backdrop when Chael sits down. And are we excited about the football game at all? Not even a bit.
I told you no.
I know.
I mean, do you think I'm kidding? Seriously.
Are you excited about the Raiders? I mean, this is the first year coming up. Like, they have a strong presence. They got the banner. They got the booth. I just saw the Raider Nation walk past. There's, like, literally, like, 7 people all Raidered out. I'm excited about that. Since your boy John Gruden's involved?
The Vegas logo?
The new Vegas logo? What about your boy John Gruden? I mean, that's your homie, right?
I don't know about that. Like, Jay.
You call him Jay?
Yeah, Jay. No, Jay. Who I think just signed in Jacksonville, didn't he?
Yes.
I thought he did. Do I?
Offensive coordinator.
Was that Ed saying? Right, of Jacksonville. So does that mean I have to become a Jaguar fan? Is that what you're implying?
Well, you like to be friends with the people. So, like, you know, if you like the person, on GFM? And are you going to root for them to be successful at their new job?
Yeah. Matter of fact, it was him. He said it wasn't even him that said it.
What? Who did? Who did say what?
Never mind. I'm just talking around you.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I'm confused.
What happened?
Nothing. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
Maybe I misunderstood.
The timing?
Yeah.
No. So are we still good for 140?
We might have them at 6:15 tonight.
Oh, no. Okay. We'll get them.
Ryan, I'm working on time for Chael. Sounds great. I can lock that in. I misunderstood. Well.
It's nice to have changes on the fly.
Yep.
It's always a good.
Live on the radio, too.
Yeah, live on the radio. See how you adapt, how you maneuver it.
Yeah. Oh, well. My mistake. Not the first time. All right, so what else do you want to bore us with before we hit the break and wait for Chael?
Well, I mean, are we going to go on?
Since we did do this show today for Chael.
We did it. We did it. Literally. Like, it was a last minute, hey, Chael wants to, you know, we'll be there. Let's do an extra show. So we didn't really prepare for this show, but we're just getting our accolades.
Shocking.
We're just getting, we just rolled into town. Literally, we drove in, parked the car, and came to work. So we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't explored the city yet.
Well, we're not going to.
We're not going to Little Havana, maybe have some Cuban food.
I don't think so. When do you think we would do that? Seriously.
Well,
when do you think you're going to be prepared to leave Radio Row today? I'm asking.
I mean, it's a 24-hour event, right?
It is open 24/7.
Wow. What's the latest you've ever stayed at Radio Row at any event?
All right. If you ask that question one more time, you will be escorted out of here.
Okay.
Because I'm not telling certain stories live on the air.
Really?
Yeah. There's some
stories.
You
have stories? Like,
I do have some stories.
I would like to hear a story.
Yeah, I'm sure you would, but it ain't going to happen.
Story time with Uncle Randy.
That is a segment that we used to do, and we will no longer do that.
Oh, man.
I mean, we do story time with Uncle Randy, but that particular story will not happen. But no, 24/7.
That's awesome.
You know, and I've spent late nights here.
Sure.
You know, I getting some interviews, getting some liners, getting some things done. And then, you know, I'm still here and, you know, there's soft drinks, even though it's, is Pepsi okay? No. You know, so you got to suffer. But you're not allowed to bring certain things.
Oh, no. there goes the banner.
I'm just baffled.
The good thing is it's actually...
I'm just baffled at people.
But it's durable. Look how durable that banner is. Like, the guy literally tackled it.
I really wish this was internet so I could tell this guy to kiss my ass. Or butt.
but.
No, but I said butt.
Well, look how durable the banner was. I mean, that guy literally tackled it. He
yeah, I'm sorry our stuff was in his way.
I mean, he sacked our Knockout Radio banner. He kind of wrestled with it. He didn't know how to maneuver it.
You know, at least he could have done is fix it. Hey, sorry.
Right. Like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, my bad. So.
Oh, well.
But if that was Warren Sapp, the banner would have gone down.
Oh, if yeah. No. Warren Sapp would have taken that guy down.
With the banner.
You know, for just being a complete moronski.
So how come Warren Sapp got left off of the NFL top 100?
I don't know. And I think the 100 list is not worth even looking at repeating or checking it out.
Is it based on favoritism? Is it based on his public image and his downfalls, like some of his mistakes publicly that led to the vote against him?
I'm not somebody who voted, so I don't know.
Because if it's by the stats, shouldn't he be deserving of?
Depends on who you're talking about.
On the gridiron?
I mean, I think having a top anything, give me a number. Give me a number 1 through 100. Any number.
75.
Giving a top 1 through 75, not having Warren Sapp on that list, makes that entire list ridiculous.
Yeah.
Give me another number.
12.
12. Not having Warren Sapp on the top 12 players in the history of the NFL makes that list.
He can't be number 12 because that belongs to the GOAT of all football, and that is Mr. Tom Brady.
No.
Tom Brady?
No.
Tom the GOAT Brady.
Of all football?
Of all football.
I think Pele.
Who?
I think you said football.
Yeah.
Is this Caleb Beninock?
The other football.
The oblong.
Yeah.
In the words of Shane Grossman, the hand egg.
How did that start?
I don't know. He started it.
Really?
He started it.
The Shane Grossman.
You know, foot, hand.
Uh-huh.
Egg, I don't know where egg and ball came from. Be careful of the banner. Dude's back.
Yeah, he's walking around. Maybe that's his job, just destroy banners.
Destroy things that are in his way.
Yeah.
I got to be good or I'll get kicked off radio.
We just got here. Don't get kicked
off. Well, I'm curious who'll get kicked off first, you or me?
I think it's you. I mean, I think somebody purposely attacked your banner again. I think we're throwing fisticuffs.
It's all good.
But we're not the guy that you want to mess with because, you know, Knockout Radio says what it is. You know people. Your circle is large.
That means nothing.
The guy sitting down in the chair, the banner that he just knocked down, might have a problem with it.
But you don't know.
What if KJO was sitting in the chair and the guy knocked the banner over on him?
That would have been impressive. Wow. That might have been fun to watch.
I'm glad we'll stream that far live.
Right.
Coming at the top of the hour.
Yeah. You know, for sure.
TMZ live reported. MMA star.
Definitely silliness.
But speaking of South Florida, Antonio Brown in trouble again. I mean, what do you say about a guy that has so much potential and talent and seems to be just squandering it away?
Not squandering. Squandered.
Yes. I mean, but because the talent level's so high, is he going to get another chance? I mean, is he one of those exceptions to the rule? No?
No, I think he's done.
Because doesn't the NFL seem to turn a blind eye to, you know, people who have talent that can sell tickets and move merchandise and create entertainment value for the brand?
Yeah, but I think he's gotten more than one mulligan, you know, and the mulligan was when he went to New England, I think, and then he just pushed it and he shouldn't have, you know, I know better than anybody, stay off Twitter, stay off social media. You know, I purposely say that I travel alone because I never want people to know or see or whatever, you know, don't let people know or see. Yet he jumps on and tweet some stupid stuff, and that comes back to get you.
Because at the end of the day, it's a business, and the team is owned by an owner or a company, and then the, you know, players are employees. So if you bring, you know, bad image or reputation to the franchise or to the Shield, then you don't get to play in the league.
So do we change that logo too?
The Shield?
The Shield.
Well, who died?
Did you ever see that TV show, The Shield?
Yes, he's familiar.
I forget the guy that was in it, and then he shaved his head and all that stuff.
Yeah, but no, they should not change the NBA logo to Kobe Bryant. It's a tragedy. I feel bad for the guy. His family, I'm sure, devastated. But that doesn't make it.
May change my mind.
We're going to change it to Kobe Bryant with his.
I may change my mind on being against it. You know,
would you do Air Jordan split with the dunk from the free throw line? Is it more iconic? The Jumpman logo is more iconic than Kobe Bryant's.
Well, first of all, I don't think the NBA could do that because it's probably owned by either Michael or Nike.
Nike, right?
You know, you would imagine.
Sure.
But
Kobe's fadeaway jump shot. I mean, yes, it was legendary. It was great, but I mean, come on. I mean, that can't change. You can't take it away from Jerry West.
Why?
That's the logo.
But I don't think they made the logo of Jerry West for any honor or anything. It was just he was there.
Right. He was a current star at the time.
Yeah, well, I don't even think it was just a
photo.
Right. I don't think it's a deal of Jerry West. It's a
silhouette.
Jerry West. Right.
Right. It's him behind the silhouette. So you wouldn't know who it was except.
So I may or may not, you know, have a problem with that.
Really?
Yeah.
You can change your stance.
Well, I'm allowed to. You know, and that's what I've talked to all you knuckleheads about before, you know, that exact thing. So it's no big deal. You know, you're able to change your opinion, and opinions are right?
True.
You can't change your mind?
No, of course you can change your mind.
And so I think that I could be okay with that.
Like, would you have been okay with it if nothing did happen to Kobe?
No.
Still alive right now.
No.
Coaching.
And again, I say no, but maybe not.
To be a WNBA star.
I don't think without doing any research, I don't think that it being Jerry Wunsch, the offensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jerry West, I don't think he was an honor. He's the greatest player of all time, blah, blah, blah. It was just that it was Jerry West, I think. So if that's the case, I don't know how you would decide, but because of what happened, I might be able to be talked into it.
Wow.
I might be able to.
Wow. I'm surprised. I'm surprised by your answer. I think I've known you a long time. I didn't think you would waver on tradition.
It's not waver.
Values.
It's but there is no tradition there. It's not like, to the best of my knowledge, I'll do some research, maybe not, tonight, you know, to we can be more educated and talk about it tomorrow. If they just randomly said, let's use this figure, then yeah, I would be okay with it. If they used him for a reason, then maybe not, because it goes back to that high school, you know, baseball field that I talked about.
Right, the tradition.
So I don't think it necessarily falls into that, but we'll see.
All right.
We'll see what research I can find out tonight. Or let's be honest, what research you can find out tonight.
I'll look it up.
Because I'm going to go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I've been driving all night.
I've been driving all night. My hands wet on.
Well, you slept. You slept.
I really didn't sleep that much. No, I didn't.
You slept from the off ramp to the first stoplight. I looked over here nodding.
I nodded, yeah. But I heard the music. I mean, I could hear what was on the radio.
Okay.
So, and if I did, quote unquote, fall asleep, it wasn't for minutes. Minutes. But I was awake long enough to tell you to get off and get gas.
That's true.
And I still cannot believe that you were willing to die in the Everglades because you were too lazy to get off. And you were making great time.
Who's the real survivor?
Me?
Oh.
Me, because I'm the one that told you, hey, turn around and let's go back.
True.
Because I'm going to eat your arm. I wonder which arm I would have eaten first.
So I'm making it afraid. You don't
would I get ink poisoning
from the tattoos?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, you'd have to eat the naked arm with no tattoos. But, like, you know, naked and afraid, you get one tool. So I would bring a gas card. So I don't run out of gas on Alligator Alley.
I once asked, you know, I used to ask all the players, you know, if you went on Survivor, what would your luxury item be? And Rondé Barber said a canoe to get off.
It's a great answer.
Yeah, no, it truly is.
Just sounds like a lot of work, you know. So maybe I'll go.
Barry Sanders. Maybe you heard of him.
Really? Oh, there we go. Now, see, if we're going to change shields and logos, I think we should put Barry Sanders, his little juke, his little sidestep.
Yeah.
Walking away in his
prime. I'm going to disagree.
Could you call him the GOAT? Would he replace Brady as the GOAT?
No.
Was he the greatest of all time?
No.
At his position?
No.
No.
You know, I know he's top two, top three.
He doesn't have the yards like Emmitt, and he doesn't have the record. He doesn't have the championships.
Right. Now, but do you hold championships when you're talking the greatest of that position?
Team sport. I mean,
it's a team sport.
But the offensive line plays a huge role in that. You know, so, like, it's really not a single person. You know, if Barry had a line like the Cowboys or, like,
Barry had a little lamb.
Oh, man, if Barry had a little lamb. we got to record that and use that as a liner.
Why?
Play that coming out of the break.
No, I don't think
Barry
so.
Barry had a little lamb.
I'd really rather you not sing.
Wow.
But it's hard and unfair to say championships. Now, Brady is known as the GOAT because of championships.
Sure.
But, you know, and we hear that, you know, as you talk about Miami and your all of a sudden love for Miami, you know, about Marino. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, but how do you hold him accountable when it's a team sport?
Yeah. Yeah. That's he had the yards. He had the stats. He'd never had the championship.
Dan Marino, one of my favorite plays that I remember, and I don't remember many, but when he faked that he was going to spike the ball to kill the clock, right. And he went, and then he threw a touchdown pass.
It's pretty genius.
Well, it's pretty Tom Brady.
Yeah. Barry Sanders.
We're gonna blow through this break, just so you know, because you know we're only gonna get Chael if we get Chael at all, for a few minutes. And
okay.
Danny's probably mad, but that's how I read it.
Who's mad?
I'll let you read all the emails that I got, and then you tell me if I was wrong, if I misunderstood,
uh-oh,
or if I made it up.
Okay.
It's one of those
okay.
three.
All right.
I'm not sure, but I don't know. It will be good to end the show. Mm-hmm. You know, which will be at the top of the hour. But, you know, just so that we can kind of get our feet wet.
Yeah, we got to get our bearings. We got to, you know,
get lunch.
Yeah, get lunch.
We're not going to leave and come back, though.
No. No, we're staying. So where do you eat here? Is there a media, like, buffet, a luncheon?
No.
It's just a vending machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a bag of Doritos.
Okay. All right. Well, you could probably catch some seafood. We're on the ocean. Maybe with, what do they have down here? Like some crabs, some grouper?
And what, you're going to go out and catch it?
Sure. We could start a wrangling, angling show. Like you and me. Like a Brandy and Matt's fishing show.
Do you have anything football to talk about?
Football? Well, not particularly.
Do you have any mixed martial arts to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the promo that they ran for the Reyes-Jones fight. And I don't think I've ever seen a more determined John Jones. I don't think I've ever seen a more focused John Jones.
I don't know. I've seen determined, focused John Jones.
Well, I think before he said in the video that he fought, you know, with a purpose to show that he belonged, you know, so he had like a fire in the belly to prove that he belonged to be there. Now his motivation is different. Now he's trying to show that his record is so untouchable that people aren't going to be able to break it. He wants to do something like legendary status. If he hasn't already achieved that, he wants to continue that.
He's legendary status.
Well, of course he's legendary. But he wants to go through the new
depending
wave
on,
of talent.
On how you want to look at.
He wants to go through the next wave of talent. He wants these up-and-coming guys, this new wave of you know, talent and developmental fighters. Because, look, Henry Cejudo tells you, if he doesn't sleep right, he wears a heart rate monitor to bed, he trains the way he recovered. So the art of the sport is so change and evolution from when Jones started, that these new up-and-coming guys have science, they have technology, they have all these advantages to perform optimally, recover optimally, right? So now for him, you know, to prove that that you can have all those new wave advantages and still lose the art of fighting. I think he's got a point to prove, and I think he's the real deal. And I hate to tell you that you're right because it's the worst thing I have to say. But I believe you are correct when you say he is the GOAT.
Again, if we're throwing out some test results, you know, if we're throwing that out, and if we are, then Barry Bonds goes in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens goes in the Hall of Fame.
Does
two entirely different sports. I get that. But I'm just saying, you know, when you say GOAT, do you have to bring that up? Is there
an asterisk?
An asterisk.
Well, I mean, because a commission or a federation or declares a chemical or substance illegal. You know, Androstene, Androstat, all the stuff that McGuire was taking back in the day, like all the stuff that's over the counter, you could buy it at GNC. You know, now because it became a steroid later. Even me, with the natural bodybuilding, I took something that was not banned. It became banned, and if you use it within 7 years, you're ineligible to perform or compete in natural bodybuilding. Which, you know, at the time, it was illegal.
Yeah, to me, that is
so
bizarre.
So if you took Androstat or Androstene back in the you know, home run derby era of Major League Baseball, back when it was the greatest at its peak, right? I mean, was there a better time in baseball than that?
Nah, probably not.
And for football, what do you think is
then
the
again,
peak?
Is there a good time of baseball?
What's the peak of NFL? What do you think is the best era? Was it the 80s with the Bears and like the – it was still brute, you know, football, you know, hits and tackles. And but it wasn't like the protected sport that it is now with the CTE and the protecting the player and the quarterback and protecting low blocks and knees. You know, the 80s was kind of like, for me, I think of the golden era of the NFL.
You know, the Oakland Raiders, you know, the Lester Hayeses. Even earlier, the Jack Tatums.
Romanowskis.
Well, that was later. You know, I mean, you know, whether we're going forward or backwards. But John Lynch couldn't play football today.
Why?
If John Lynch came out now, he would not be very good because the way he played.
The penalties.
I don't know if he could change. But then again, I mean, it's an unfair statement because if he was to play now, he wouldn't have been taught the way that he played then. You know, and it would be totally, totally different.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's kind of how we were, you know, going to look at it. Now, we're only going to have Chael for a couple of minutes because he's way behind.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I find funny is that, and this is what I'm going to say to Chael, that every time I'm on Radio Row, I'm always pushing MMA to all. Yeah, I don't think I need that.
Yeah, you you know enough.
So to me, it is going to be a little funny and fun to do that, you know, because like I said.
How we doing? Welcome.
Yes, please, 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 please. So I want Chael to hear this real quick. Let's welcome back to the program, Mr. Chael.
Well, what's happening? We're rolling, huh? That's how this works.
If we get right into it.
Well, you guys are real pros.
So normally, and this is, I don't know, my 30th, 35th time broadcasting on Radio Row. Normally, I'm talking to the athletes about my favorite sport, MMA. So now I get to talk to an MMA fighter about football.
Okay.
Are you a football guy? Or
I got to tell you, I am more than happy to play along here like everybody else is doing, but nobody possibly cares about this game. You'll never convince me of that. Let me just tell you this. If you take the alcohol out of football, you just took the interest out of football. There is nobody that's going to watch this game or is looking forward to this game that gives a damn who moves the ball, okay? They only care about where is the keg and when are the pizzas being delivered. And I realize that we all have to just make believe like this is something exciting. It's not. It's 7.5 minutes of action spread over 4 hours, and they have the audacity to take a 30-minute halftime break. A break for what? You guys aren't even working. Over a four-hour period, you're going to spend two different teams, then you've got special teams, then you've got Gatorade on the side, and you need 30 minutes to regroup. You haven't done a damn thing.
Now, should I jump in?
But we can all play along. We can all play along about the excitement because it's good for business, and I do like money. So let's start the show.
The team would rather not have a 30-minute, you know, halftime. You know, they want to get in and get out.
You would think.
And get home.
Sure.
So talk for a second. You know, ESPN. You know we both go back MMA, you know, quite a ways. You know, having ESPN now fully involved, and you fully involved with ESPN for the sport, for mixed martial arts, and what it's doing over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And, you know, in all fairness, Dana White deserves the credit for that. He had a vision. Everybody told him no. They used to slam the door in his face. He'd go knock on another door. I mean, right? I mean, in all truth, to grow this sport was not an easy thing to do. And I know when Dana says it, he likes to say it very humble and act like, well, you know, the fans have got us here. No, Dana, take a little credit. You got us here. But yes, to be on the worldwide leader when nobody at ESPN would even cover the sport. I mean, I can remember the days Dana was in a public dispute with ESPN, and the only one that he gave a pass to was Jim Rome when Jim was still at ESPN, because Jim would talk about him once in a blue moon, but it meant enough to him that Jim wasn't going to take the bump. I mean, look, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And why the sport has grown to this level, I think, would be anybody's guess. But in many ways, it is the vision of one man, and he succeeded.
How much bigger can this sport get? You know, we've talked, you know, soccer is the biggest sport in the world. You know, MMA is a worldwide sport, not necessarily just a USA sport.
Sure.
But how big can it get here in the country?
Yeah, and people say that about soccer, that's the biggest sport in the world. And again, I'm happy to play along, but it's kind of like boxing numbers. What's the biggest boxing fight of all time? Whatever the PR person wrote down on the sheet and sent out to the AP, that officially is the biggest boxing fight of all time. Nobody from DirecTV ever backed it up. Nobody from Time ever backed up those pay-per-view lies that they go ahead and put out there. So you're telling me soccer is the biggest sport in the world? I couldn't identify a soccer player if he walked in here right this second. I don't think very many other people could either.
I could not either.
I hear that though, soccer is such a big... Is soccer really a big... I mean, I guess. I'll play along. I can tell you this from an international standpoint. I was at a Bellator over the weekend, and the week before that, I was at a UFC, and those were both sold out. That's real business. The UFC did a $10.1 million gate in under 4 minutes. Bellator did a $2.1 million gate by the time they had the first whistle blow. So, to me, that seems kind of big.
So you think that there's more room for MMA to get even bigger?
Hard to imagine. Hey, really is hard for me to imagine that here. Let's talk UFC specifically. So they put it on 53 shows in a 52-week calendar year. That's a very tough thing to do. And Dana is claiming they're only scratching the surface and they're going to get bigger. Now, every time he's made a claim like that, we've always thought that was the promoter. And then he comes out and does something crazy and he makes the sport expand even more. It is hard for me to imagine. What is he imagining? Where does he think that this sport is going to go? So when you ask, can it get bigger? How?
Right.
There's an answer to that, but I just don't know. What is the answer?
Right.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's now on ESPN, for goodness sakes. It's living on digital, for goodness sakes. The UFC's got its own network. Bellator.com is now broadcasting its own products. Where do you go?
What's going on with Bellator? I saw Cyborg the other day.
She did great.
Wins the title. Update us on Bellator.
She did such a good job. You know, let's talk Chris Cyborg just for a second. So that's her fourth championship and her fourth organization. And at some point, you do have to wonder, for any athlete, how many times do you want to climb that mountain? How many times do you need to climb the mountain? But how many times do you want to? And if you go look at Cyborg's performance, you have to prepare so hard to be in the level of condition that she was in, to be able to put your foot down on the gas and sustain to that level, which shows us she is training, she is focused, she is hungry, and she wants it. I am so impressed by that because of the level that she has success she's had for such a period of time. If you can extend your career, let alone be champion, come on, she's something special.
All right, I know I only have another minute or two with you. I know the schedule is packed. Update us on you, the family, how's life? You know, how are you enjoying life?
All right, you know, I enjoy life a lot. I missed the sport when I retired. And what I didn't know is that that was also my social life. I didn't realize I didn't have any friends, that I needed to go to the gym, and these were the guys that I visited with and that kept up on. So I missed that tremendously. But my wife and I together started to find some ways to fill our time. And we took tennis up. We didn't know what we were doing, but we got the rackets, and we get a nice sweat, you know, and you feel good about yourself. It's something to do. So I really have enjoyed it. I missed the sport, but I'm glad I'm done.
Well, and I've said that to Matt. When I stop radio, I won't watch sports.
Sure.
You know, just because it's what we do.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go one and relax elsewhere.
Yes. My uncle, just ran it to your point, though. My uncle won 2 NBA titles and an Olympic gold medal in basketball. And when he was done, he doesn't even watch anymore. And I think there's a part of him that just he just didn't know how else to handle it. So
how long,
he just stopped.
How long will you be in Miami?
I'm going to be in Miami until Thursday. I got in last night. I leave on Thursday.
All right. Chael, thank you very much. Danny, thank you very much for stopping by.
Boom.
And
awesome.
Let's go hit this break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. Or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Thanks, Chael Sonnen. And correct me, you know, I'm never going to say what's not true.
Right.
I was not incorrect. Okay.
Randy was right.
All right.
And I got Chael's answer. The answer to grow the sport, you have to develop the youth. And I think with more acceptance and more familiarity of being on ESPN, the MMA world will continue to grow into generations to come.
Well, I agree with that. And I think ESPN having the four-letter network involved in mixed martial arts, because it's not just the UFC, they have the PFL as well, that it is going to help. It is going to be very helpful because people are going to see more eyes.
Sure.
You know, ESPN Plus, I don't know. I don't know if that's such a good idea. Because people, from what I understand, it's still difficult, you know, to get it all on, to purchase smartphones, smart TVs, all that kind of stuff.
Growing up, the only exposure I had to mixed martial arts of any kind was the Karate Kid movies and or your local karate studio as a kid. That was it. So now to see it on TV with all the other sports, all of that, you get to know these guys named by household name.
Wax on, wax off.
And we're back to
wax off. I booked my flight for John Jones's fight, by the way.
Oh, really?
So I will definitely. We're going to broadcast, obviously, the rest of the week here on Radio Row next week, broadcast from 8-Man Strong's headquarters, and then fly to the John Jones.
If I make you a goat banner, will you hold it up in the crowd?
No.
Oh.
Not.
Because I agree with you again, Randy. This is the day of Randy Harris's right, or Randy Harris told me so. You told me to get gas before Alligator Alley. I didn't listen. You told me John Jones years ago was the goat.
Years.
I didn't want to believe it. And so, Randy Harris, you are correct.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Chael P. Sonnen for stopping by and saying hi. Tomorrow, Ryan Bader, Kamaru Usman, Mark Pollock, Wayne Kostrowski, and a few other surprises. Tune in. We will be tomorrow, our normal time, 1 to 3. Until then, hit us up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
Tomorrow's our normal time is at 2.
2.
Yeah. 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
On Wednesday. Every week, come to you live.
2 to 4. My bad.
From Miami, this is Super Bowl 54, live from Media Row.
Brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody tomorrow.
See ya.
This little Chico on fire, he no lie. When y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now, bang, bang, boogie, get that kitty little noogie in the night. It's not little shit.